What is up, everybody? This is Nick Osler, your host of the 5 a.m. Club podcast. And yes, if you're asking, was I up at 5 a.m. this morning? I was. And I say that because I would, you know, when I was new to like the making money online, entrepreneur, you know, space, I would hear everyone talk about getting up early and waking up. And like, I just wondered if anyone actually did it. And so I'm here to tell you this morning I was up at 5 and I was working on my side hustle, which for now is my marketing, and it was fantastic. So if I don't know, there's just like a power you get with taking a hold of your life and just saying I'm gonna direct what I do when I do it, as opposed to just waking up when you wake up, getting to work, like just kind of like letting life live you. I want to live my life, which that's enough, you know, little motivational speech as I'm going to give today. So what I want to talk about today has to do with consistency. And I know we've talked about it a lot in the past, but I truly am reminded all the time that consistency is just the key to everything, to being successful. And I love this quote. I believe it was from Charlie Munger, but it says, it's very tough for people who are consistent to not be successful. And I don't know, I just love that quote. I just think it's so, you know, it's like if there's any other like default road to success, it's like just be consistent at whatever you're doing. And there's a million examples, but the one I love the best, and that just, it's the reason I started going to the gym, was because I knew that going to the gym would be the best way for me to develop consistency and also discipline, right? It's like, I don't want to go, but I go anyways because I need to be consistent. And like, the reason I like the gym as an example is because it's so obvious. Like, everybody understands that you will never get a six pack just sitting on your couch, right? You have to go to the gym, and you don't have to just go to the gym once a week or once every other week, but you have to go to the gym multiple times a week in order to see results. And then you don't even see results for the first, you know, month or two a lot of times. And I just think that's such a powerful analogy to business. And well, and here's the other thing too. It's cool that you know, like everyone understands and everyone believes, I'd say for the most part, that if you go to the gym, if you move more, if you eat better, you'll lose weight, you'll build muscle, whatever you're trying to do. Like, everyone understands that. But for some reason, on the other end, it's like people don't always understand that if you learn a skill well enough and become, you don't even become the best. You just have to be really good at it. You don't even have to be that good at it. You just have to be consistent at it. And a lot of times you can end up making a lot of money from that skill. Obviously, it depends on what skill. But the key at the end of the day is just being consistent and learning a new skill. You have to be consistent. And Hormozy always talks about it only takes 20 hours of focused effort to learn any skill, like at a basic level. And I completely agree with that. I think most people put off that first 20 hours. But what's cool about that 20 hours is you're not going to become, you may not even become proficient or something. A lot of times you can learn a skill to a level where you're functional. But then to really master a skill, it takes continued consistency over a long period of time in order to really become, you know, cream of the crop, you know, above the, you know, the average, right? And so I don't know, I just love that quote. I'll go back to it, say it one more time. It's very tough for people who are consistent to not be successful. To me, that was just like, dude, if I can just be consistent, it doesn't matter if it takes me 1 year, 6 months, or 10 years, like, I know I can be successful if I just keep with it, stay with it. So, love that, and I hope that, you know, resonates with you guys. The other thing that kind of ties right in with the consistency is another quote I heard in a podcast said, it said, boring is what makes you rich. And that's another one. And that is like the embodiment of consistency, right? Because a lot of times when you become consistent at something, it becomes monotonous. It becomes quote unquote boring. And if you're willing to just push through and do the work that nobody else is willing to do, right? Everyone gets to that point where the new skill is exciting and then it's less exciting. And then it's like, I don't even want to do that. And then it's like, why am I still waking up at 5 a.m. to do this? Like, that's also another thing I love about waking up early is whatever you decide to do at 5 a.m., you have to really want to do it. Because it is so easy to stay in bed. You know, no one's going to know. No one's going to judge you, right? It's like when you're going above and beyond, it's like no one would have judged Kobe for waking up at whatever hour he woke up at, probably like 3 or 4. And, you know, Kobe would wake up before everyone else. He would go hit the gym. He would go practice before practice would even start. And, you know, no one expected that of him. No one asked him to do that. And I'm sure if he was like, man, this is just killing me. Like, I just can't do it anymore. Everyone would have been like, dude, you don't even need to be doing, like, and it's like, that's the difference right there. It's like, that's what makes it so hard. And that's what makes it like, you have to want it so bad, because if you don't, you won't get out of bed. Like, I promise you, because it took me a long time and it still is a struggle for me to get out of bed. I will promise you that once you get into a rhythm and you get momentum, it is 100 times easier to get out of bed at 5. But I'll tell you what, for me, it took kind of, it was hard for me to just get up straight out of bed and go straight to work on my computer. It actually helped me to start going to the gym straight away. And then I kind of knocked that out of the way, or you know, knocked that off the list of things to do. And that set my day up for success. And then I could come home. It's like 6:30. Sometimes Finn will sleep till 7. Sometimes he'll be up at like 6:45. But it gave me a little bit of time to kind of figure out my day, figure out what's going on, and to ultimately, you know, be successful. And so there are days when I don't go to the gym. And on those days, what I'll do is I will, like this morning, I didn't go to the gym. And I'll actually, I just got on my computer and started working. And so, you know, the best thing to do is just have something specific that you're doing right when you wake up, you know, whether it's a task, whether it's going to the gym, whatever. And that will just, that hopefully will give you enough reason to get out of bed, endure the sucky part of that. And then once you get going, once you get the wheels turning, you get to work. I mean, your natural work ethic, and, you know, it's not hard to keep working at that point. And sometimes you have to be like, sometimes you can justify with yourself and be like, well, like, I'm so tired, whatever, I'll just take a nap later. Like, you could tell yourself that, and then a lot of times you don't even end up taking a nap later. But you could tell yourself, like, if you need it, I'll take a nap later. And maybe that will help you get your butt out of bed. But overall, consistency and doing the boring work is ultimately what separates the A players from the B players, the elite from the less elite. And so get after it. Have a wonderful day. I hope you got up at 5 a.m. If you didn't, set your alarm for tomorrow, and we will see you guys then.